Fergus Barrowman is about to join me with a selection of new jazz releases he reckons that you would enjoy too. We're going to kick off with the first track he's chosen. It's by a doctor. Well, at least that's what it says in the credits. Dr. Lonnie Smith.
To be mine, I'll take up your hand, I'll take up your
That was Dr. Lonnie Smith with help from Iggy Pop on vocals. It was Fergus Barrowman's first choice in his latest selection of new jazz releases. Kia ora, Fergus. Welcome back to Nights.
Kia ora, Brian. Nice to be back.
That was a lovely, smooth track there. Now, Dr. Lonnie Smith, I'm guessing, is on the keys?
He is. He's playing the Hammond B3 organ there. Sadly, Dr. Lonnie Smith died 2 or 3 weeks ago. But that was recorded in 2017 at his 75th birthday celebrations in New York. And isn't it absolutely charming and delightful?
Yes, yeah. And was that the track was called Sunshine Superman or Breathe?
Sunshine Superman, yeah. It's a Donovan song from the mid-60s, about the time that Lonnie Smith was getting his start playing with George Benson. So it's that kind of pop jazz folk crossover, Summer of Love, everything there.
And the thing about Iggy Pop is actually he sounds beautiful when he sings softly, doesn't he? That bass voice of his really comes to the fore, and it's aging well, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, he sings those kinds of old songs, you know, with such tenderness and understanding. He fits in beautifully there. It was a complete surprise to me. I was thinking of another track from that birthday party from a different album, and then I chanced upon this, which I'd somehow missed, and I think one listen gave me an earworm that I couldn't eradicate for days.
This album that Dr. Lonnie Smith released was released this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a bit earlier this year. It's called Breathe, and it's on Blue Note, and he's one of those guys who was a star in the kind of soul jazz field and then, you know, kept going, had a long career without a lot of celebrity and was rediscovered in recent years. And so he's had a number of really successful albums out on Blue Note under production of Don Was in recent years.
Your second choice is Frank Kimbra. Now, I think you've had stuff of Frank's on before, haven't you?
Yeah, we listened last time to tribute album to Frank Kimbra, who died at the very early age of 60, I think it was, just December last year. And in sort of semi-lockdown in New York, a lot of his friends got together and recorded about 6 hours of music, you know, lots of different combos. That's a fantastic album that I think I can't remember the track we listened to, but just recently someone has released an album called Ancestors. It's on Sunnyside. And this is the album that Frank Kimbra recorded before he died, but didn't quite finish. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a trio, as the last thing was, with Kirk Konofsky on the cornet and a bass player, Masa Kamaguchi. And it's curious, it's quite sad, a complete contrast to Lonnie Smith's style. But he wouldn't have known that he was unwell. But somehow this is very fitting music to listen to now. Thank you.
Track by Frank Kimbrough. He's leading the trio there, and Fergus will tell us who the other members of the trio were. Bass and trumpet were played by who, Fergus?
It's Masa Kamaguchi on the bass and Kirk Knufke on the cornet. Lovely piece of music. One of the things about Frank Kimbrough was that he liked to record spontaneously. And so while Knufke was an old comrade of his, Kamaguchi was a musician that neither of them had played with before, that he thought would be compatible, and that was a first take. So that's a really spontaneous piece of music making in the studio from a couple of years ago. And it's called Jimmy G, in memory of Jimmy Giuffre, one of the great sort of experimental jazz musicians who also played in a improvisational trio format like that.
The album's called Ancestors, and you said he didn't quite finish it before he died. Did somebody else finish it, or did you just make it a shorter album?
I don't know the details. He'd recorded it, but it hadn't been produced or sequenced. So someone else had to make those decisions. And I don't know, maybe it didn't have the title Ancestors. But it's all got that kind of even pace and, you know, sad lilt to it. So Ancestors is a really suitable title for it.
Your last
really
choice.
Nice album.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. The playing from Frank is, I was sort of going to say, a kind of combination of what I found quite, at least in that piece, quite muscular, but also quite lyrical at the same time.
Yeah. He recorded six CDs worth of Thelonious Monk a few years ago. So he's, you know, really good at that sort of muscular, sort of baby elephant walk style of jazz playing. But he's also a very lyrical player.
Your last choice's music was, unfortunately. But Pat Metheny's still alive, isn't he?
Pat Metheny is going strong and sort of performing and recording more than ever. And, you know, some of his big productions leave me a bit cold, maybe, but I really like the trio work and the small groups and, you know, when he's playing jazz in a live concept. And so he's touring at the moment with a trio of much younger musicians. So he's got an electric keyboard player called James Francis and a drummer called Marcus Gilmore. And this is a live recording from New York, I think just last year. And it's called Side Eye NYC. And the track I want to listen to is Turnaround, which is an old Ornette Coleman number. And it's just the joy of the playing.
Fergus, it's lovely to talk with you again. Let's go out with a bit of Pat and the boys and turn around.
Let me talk to you too, Brian. Yeah.
Thanks, Fergus. Thank you. Pat Metheny and his trio off an album called Side Eye NYC. You're hearing the track right now, Turnaround. It was the final choice. It's on the BMG label, by the way. It's the final choice in Fergus's three selections, three jazz pieces or three jazz albums he wants to share with you, or successfully done so now. The first was Dr. Lonnie Smith, the late Dr. Lonnie Smith, a track called Breathe on the Blue Note label. We also heard Frank Kimbra, his final album, Ancestors, on the Sunnyside label.